It's something not getting too much attention in the secular media, but buzz in the Roman Catholic world over some cryptic remarks from Pope Francis. The Pope remarked in a homily, morning homily, that he's thinking about when it's time, quote, to take my leave. Some interpret that to mean Pope Francis is considering, following the footsteps of his immediate living predecessor, Pope Benedict, and retiring. John Allen, president of Crux Catholic Media, author of 9 books about popes and the Catholic Church with his ears on the Vatican. John, what do you make of all this?
Well, look, Pope Francis has said on multiple occasions that he admires Benedict XVI for having the courage to resign and that he is open to doing so himself. So in that sense, what he said at his morning mass in the Santa Marta, the residence on Vatican grounds where he lives the other morning, is not at all surprising. I think the other thing you have to understand is that that mass was being celebrated while Pope Francis has all of the Catholic bishops of the country of Chile in Rome who have presided over a massive series of clerical sex abuse scandals, abuses of conscience, abuses of power. Everyone believes that some of those bishops are going to have to step down in order for the church in Chile to heal. And in that context, Pope Francis may have been saying, hey, if I'm ready to do this at some point, you guys ought to be willing to do it too.
In other words, not necessarily kicked out by the Holy See, but voluntary in some cases, maybe.
Yeah, I think the speculation here, Ellen, is that several of these bishops are going to be asked to submit their resignations. The presumption, of course, is that they will do so, and when that happens, they will be swiftly accepted.
All right, now I got to bring you to a headline. This is on MarketWatch. The first time I've ever seen a banner headline in MarketWatch about a pope. The Pope warns of a ticking time bomb about to explode in the stock market. Pope Francis talking about derivatives. What was the source of that, John?
Well, like so many things, Alan, when the Vatican puts out a document, it often gets quoted as if it flowed from the lips of the Pope. In this case, this is not a document from the Pope. This is nothing the Pope said today. This is a document that two departments in the Vatican put out. But the headline does more or less accurately capture the gist of it. This is a document that slammed economic uncertainty, rampant inequality, illegal offshore bank accounts, tax evasion, corruption, and warned, one Vatican official warned, that if all that doesn't get cleaned up, then we are going to slip towards a social collapse at the global level with devastating consequences.
And the Pope, being third world, has had some skepticism about rampant market capitalism.
I mean, this is not something the Pope said, but it clearly tracks with what he thinks.
Yeah, of course, one could say maybe the travails of the Vatican Bank, Holy See's, had its own experience.
Yeah, curiously enough, Alan, that didn't come up today.
Oh, I know. Love it. Okay, well, thank you so much for putting everything into context, which is why we talked to you, John Allen. Thanks.
Bye, Alan.
Bye. John Allen, president of Crux Catholic Media. By many accounts, the best connected English language journalist in the world on the goings-on at the Vatican.